Here at the BASF exhibit at the Commodity Classic, I am speaking with Brian Perry. And Brian, could you give me your title with BASF, please?
Yeah, my title is the Soybean Market Manager for BASF.
So we're going to talk about soybeans and soybean innovations from BASF. First of all, Brian, what do you think the 2012 growing season looks like at this point for soybean growers, even though we haven't even started planting yet?
Well, right now, I'd say it's looking really positive. First and foremost, commodity prices remain strong. Obviously, they're talking about a few less soybean acres going more to corn, but that'll be good for the soybean market to maintain. And we've had a nice dry fall. A lot of field work has been done, so it should shape up to be a really wide open spring.
Yeah, and I know growers are getting antsy to plant. It's been such good weather. But how do you think the newest BASF innovations are going to help soybean growers maximize their yields this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot of talk, first and foremost, on weed resistance management. And, we've launched a couple of new products, one being Optil Pro this year to help manage resistance. But, keeping the weeds out of the field at any point helps to maximize yield. And we're really focused on that, delivering a message of put the pre down, keep them out of keep the weeds out of the field and maximize that crop's yield potential.
Now, it has been a very warm winter, pretty much all over the soybean growing region. What do you think that might mean for weed and disease pressures that growers might be able to expect in this coming season?
Yeah, that's a great question, because right away you're seeing those fields green up earlier because we've had that good weather. It means that they're going to need to do more tillage in some situations, and in no-till situations utilize burn-down tools. We launched Kixor herbicide technology a couple years ago, used on 14 million acres, great burn-down. And that product I mentioned, Optil Pro, it's got Kixor in it, plus two other sites of action. So you've got a product that burns down all of those weeds, and it has phenomenal residual to keep them from coming back. And I think it'll be key that growers can utilize tools like that.
Really important for them to start clean, right?
Yeah, start clean, stay clean. I always like to ask a grower, when's the best time to have a weed in their field? And usually the answer is never. So, keep them out before they ever even get up.
Any other BASF products that you think are going to help growers with any diseases that they might anticipate this year and get the greatest return?
Yeah, back to your first question on how do we help them maximize yield, and we're really trying to promote a high-yielding system in soybeans, and that starts with putting down Optil Pro to keep the weed pressures out of the field, but then transitioning into in-crop, utilizing Headline for that disease control and maximizing yield potential through plant health. And we've seen a consistent 4 to 8 bushel increase there. So when you really layer them all in, we've proven over two years now in on-farm and university trials to increase yields well over 7 bushels an acre for soybean growers utilizing that system approach.
Well, how did 2011 was a pretty screwy growing season. How did that come out with the growers that that use BASF products?
Yeah, that was another year where we had, wet in some areas, dry in others, late corn planting and bean planting. The intent I mentioned of the yield advantage trials is to show the proof across a wide range of weather conditions, and they really saw big benefits by utilizing the system. So in 2010, we saw a 9 bushel average increase in soybeans. In 2011, we saw a little over a 7 bushel average, so a little less, but different environmental conditions. But combined over 2 years, you've got over 100 trials across the U.S. showing that system increases yields.
So no matter really what the weather, what the disease pressure, whatever, if you remember two things, start clean and stay clean, and keeping your plants healthy, that should help you, right?
Absolutely, and the most important thing, too, is it generates a good ROI, too. I think that's the other thing I didn't mention. We've proven that these generate a 3-to-1 ROI, so if you're asking a grower to invest more in a system, they better get a good return on their investment for doing that, and we've proven that as well.
And with the prices the way they are, that's really important.
Absolutely. You got to have bushels in the bin to maximize that that high commodity price.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian, here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.